125 years ago, March 4, 1899. Quesnel Stuart Lake. The road will almost to a certainty be built. It now seems to be the intention of the government to build a system of toll roads, and without doubt the road so strongly advocated and petitioned for by hundreds of petitioners, from Quesnel to Stuart's Lake, will be among the first to be undertaken. Premier Sumlin and the Caribou and Lillooet members all realize the importance of this road and the immense country it will open up to mining, stock-raising, and agriculture. Train derailed. A westbound freight train that passed through here yesterday was derailed 4 miles below North Bend. The only person injured was one of the brakemen, who was badly scratched about the face. 3 carloads of cattle belonging to the Western Canadian Ranching Company are reported as having been killed. Entertainment. An entertainment, consisting of vocal and instrumental music, readings, and recitations, will be held in the Ashcroft Town Hall on Friday evening, the 10th inst. Under the auspices of the Choir of Zion Presbyterian Church. Athletics. It is now conceded by all that athletics are something more than mere amusements and that the education of the body is as important as the training of the mind, and the Ashcroft Amateur Athletic Association will without doubt have the support and goodwill of all. In connection with this subject, a very important point to be considered in Ashcroft is that as most of the young men here are connected in some capacity with the stores, it will be necessary for the full success of the association that some arrangements should be made for early closing. Will not the merchants and businessmen of the town come forward and offer their employees some short breathing spells during the coming summer? It seems to be the general opinion that if the stores closed on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 o'clock in the evening, it would fill the bill to the satisfaction of all and would not injuriously affect any businesses. 100 years ago, March 1, 1924. CN. Engineer killed near Basque. Otis Osman, of Kamloops, an engineer on the Canadian National Railway, was killed almost instantly at about 7 o'clock on Sunday last when his locomotive, hauling a westbound way freight, ran into a rock slide near Basque, a few miles west of here. The engine and 4 cars left the track. G.D. Nolan, his fireman, sustained slight injuries, and was hurried to the hospital in Kamloops, where he is doing well under treatment. Auto Club officials investigate charges. Officials of the Vancouver Automobile Club have had an interview with Canadian Pacific Railway officials regarding the increased scale of charges for automobiles shipped from Hope to Princeton. The railway officials promised that they would investigate the charges and the possibilities of attaching flat cars to the Kettle Valley passenger trains, and also the reduction of rates for carrying machines over the missing link. In return, the Automobile Club would announce this service and reduction to the automobile clubs in the south and to tourists generally during the coming season, so as to help in every way the traffic by automobile to the interior. Scientific discoveries. In these days, scientific discoveries are becoming so common that they are no longer being regarded with wonder. It seems incredible that we can sit in the quiet and privacy of our own homes and listen to people talking, singing, chatting, or joking thousands of miles away. One is almost prompted to cry out, "What next?" The radio must be regarded as one of the most marvelous discoveries yet made by man. There is no end to its possibilities. 75 years ago, March 3, 1949. Should build South Highway. According to information received this week, the government had a representative in the district during the last few days in connection with the Caribou Highway from Spence's Bridge, and it has been emphasized again by interested parties that improvements to the present highway can only be accomplished at enormous expense, and that instead of spending all this money on the present highway, the government should concentrate their efforts in building the proposed road on the south side of the Thompson River. Irrigation for Wallachin area. New irrigation developments in the interior of British Columbia will be the impetus for expansion of a shrinking tomato industry under the provincial government's big new development scheme, with $3 million due to be put into irrigation projects. 5 places selected for irrigation work so far are Chase, Wallachin, Coston, Westbank, and Southwest Penticton. Tomato acreage has been falling in the province, as most producers only grow tomatoes as a fast cash crop while they wait for big fruit trees to reach the production stage. Then they scrap their tomato development and concentrate on taking care of their fruit. Under the new scheme, land will be opened, such as that around Wallachin, which will be suitable for tomatoes. This particular stretch of land at Wallachin was developed before the First World War, but fell into disuse for a variety of reasons and has not been farmed since. The large 15 or 20-mile irrigation flume lies in decay, but the survey is there. Bean Supper. The Ladies' Guild of Zion United Church Ashcroft held their annual bean supper on Wednesday evening in the supper room at the community hall. Those present voted it the best yet. The hall was filled to capacity with people waiting their turn and fearful lest the beans gave out, everyone eating with such zest. Interference. We tried to listen to the Kamloops Vernon hockey playoffs last Monday evening between 9:30 and 10:30, but somebody took a notion to turn on a machine in town that obliterated the game entirely with noise. This racket comes on quite frequently at this time of night and is very annoying. Spring. Quite a few robins and crows have been seen around lately, so it looks as if spring was on its way. Everyone is glad to see the snow going after such a long cold winter. 50 years ago, February 28, 1974. Who could stoop so low? The community resources group have been busy remodeling the former Lady Minto Hospital for the past month, spending money and effort in endeavoring to ready it for occupancy for the hospital auxiliary shop and the daycare center. However, a certain pretty low-down person has been busy stealing plumbing, heaters, doors, light fixtures, and miscellaneous items from the building. This person must be of questionable mentality to stoop to this sort of thing, and it's too bad someone hasn't caught the culprit in the act. Children are also using the building for glue sniffing and smoking, the evidence having been left behind. They are also breaking windows and doing mischief generally around the building, which is costing money to replace. Parents, do you know where your children are at night? Park Project. Bethlehem's president, PM Reynolds, said that the January meeting of Bethlehem's directors approved plans to develop the Bethlehem Park into an adventure conventional recreational area. By reasons of the natural contour of the land, benches and picnic tables for adults and family outings will be provided and so placed that the original concept of the area as primarily a children's playground will not be changed. An automatic sprinkler system, timing devices, power, and a 2 inches water connection throughout the grass and shrub areas will be installed at a cost of approximately $8,600. Landscaping expenses will be in the neighborhood of $7,000, nursery stock $1,300, a vandal-proof drinking fountain $520, some playground and other contingency items bringing the total to nearly $19,000. Family Fun Night. On Friday, March 1, there will be a Family Fun Night at Ashcroft Elementary School. The purposes of this are to provide enjoyable entertainment for all ages and to raise funds for educational field trips for the students. There will be many games, a cakewalk, delicatessen, white elephant booth, and fish pond. Special attractions are a fashion show, a magic act, bingo, and cartoons. This event is being organized by Miss Baker and Mrs. Park. The fashion show features clothing and dance styles of the 20th century. Mr. Bastow will perform as a magician. Thanks to Mrs. C. Winslow and two friends, there will be dozens and dozens of delicious cabbage rolls for sale at the delicatessen in addition to a variety of preserves, pickles, and home baking. Don't stay at home on Friday night. Come to the Family Fun Night. Ashcroft Recreation Commission. With regard to staffing of the pool, we have been receiving applications on a fairly steady basis. Interviews will commence early in March in hopes that staffing problems experienced last year can be alleviated. Each year when staffing the pool, the swim committee faces the same problem. Where are these pool instructors going to live? We are all well aware of the high cost of living in Ashcroft, and for this reason, and the relatively low wage offered to such pool staff, it is difficult to get well-qualified instructors. You can help minimize this situation if you can offer room and board at a reasonable cost to these temporary community employees. Ma Murray. We, Hilda and Norm Shaw, HIED ourselves off to Lillooet on Monday, where we visited our famous Mrs. Margaret Murray. We found Ma as chipper as ol' hell and as cheerful as ever. What a gal.